When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
One of Chicagoland's very own Anderson's Candy Shop has been making gourmet chocolates in Richmond, Illinois for over 100 years. And when you think about Christmas, Hanukkah, or whatever you celebrate, holiday candy always plays a big role. Now, Anderson's is a four-generation tradition with their family. It's the best chocolate I have ever had. And the Andersons are some of the nicest people I've ever met. So joining us to talk about their world of sweet treats and getting your orders in soon is Katie Anderson. Happy holidays to you, Katie.
Hi, you too, Dave. Nice to speak with you.
How many millions of chocolate whatevers did you make today?
Well, I know Colleen, our lead dark chocolate dipper, did about 250 dark chocolate orange peel bars today.
Ooh, nice.
Which, when you're doing each one by hand, is an awful lot of work.
I know. I keep explaining
delicious
to people,
work.
It is like the Lucy line of the chocolate factory when you're hand dipping everything. It is so amazing. Like, you've spoiled me forever. I can't really eat chocolate from anywhere else. It is so darn good. Addictive,
well,
really.
Yeah. We have to be, I mean, we help Santa fill the stockings.
Yes,
so it has to taste, it has to be the best.
It has to be.
And you don't, I tell people, you don't get to do this for 103 years straight and pass it on if you don't continue to be just committed to making sure that everybody who has your chocolate, it's as good as it was the first time they had it, whether that was 60 years ago when they were 6 years old visiting us on their way to the lake, or whether that was last week. I mean, that's our bar, and we stick to that.
Well, and you source these ingredients. You do such careful sourcing of all this stuff, but raw cane sugar, gray AA Wisconsin butter, pure Madagascar bourbon, vanilla extract, heavy cream, whole cream. That's what makes it so good. But before we get to like the daily things that you have there, let's talk about the holidays, Christmas. What are the big offerings this year?
So we have for our, I think it's our ninth year, our give back boxes.
Yeah.
So these are special holiday assortment of chocolates. They include our handmade marshmallow with candy cane garnish, our salted caramels, and our chocolate creams. And the special thing about these boxes is we donate 25% of every sale to our local nonprofit health clinic that helps the uninsured. So I love to talk about those. We also have amazing peppermint bark that we make using triple distilled peppermint oil. When you walk in the door to our shops right now, it's like walking into a cloud of chocolate peppermint, and it's amazing.
So I was there last Sunday, and I did the peppermint bark, and you also have a peppermint, like a candy cane or peppermint truffle. What is it, the candy cane?
Yes, candy cane
that
truffle.
That is ridiculous.
Yes.
That was like I needed a cigarette after I had that. That was so darn good.
Thank you so much. It's funny, when I love it when our customers will eat a piece of it in front of me, like in the store before they leave.
I did that.
Because they physically melt when they're enjoying it. And it's just gratifying, and it helps us really stay inspired to keep doing what we're doing.
No question. But here's the thing too, you've got so many holidays, some Santas that you use, these molds that you've had and that you use, and I saw a bunch of them when I was in there last weekend. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
They're also, some of them are like turn of the previous century. I mean, these are really old and you take really good care of them, but they're vintage and they look amazing.
Yes, we have several of our chocolate tin and silver plated molds that we have had since exactly right back in the beginning of the turn of the last century. They've been used either by us or by other Chicago Candyland makers. And so they look like Santas, but more like turn of last century.
Victorian,
so
almost, yeah.
Victorian, that's the word I'm looking for, yes. But we also have snow globes, menorahs. We try to appeal to, you know, a wide variety of our customers because they come from all different backgrounds. But it's a treat to work with those and know, man, this chocolate that I'm creating for somebody, my great grandma made one of these for a customer too. And
cool.
it's you don't get a lot of experiences like that these days.
No, you absolutely don't. And, you know, just in your vintage cases, and, you know, this is the original store in Richmond. There's also, you can go to Barrington as well. You have a variety, several dozen variety of candy bars and milk and dark chocolate, you know, from the plainest to the peppermint, you know, you said orange peel, mint chip. There's so many great things that my kids, and they have their,
even,
and, yeah.
Oh, yeah, even unique stuff like chocolate-covered Brazil nuts, chocolate-covered cinnamon stick, some flavors that, like, you know, go a little beyond your peanut butter and your peppermint, which who doesn't love those? But, yeah, 30 different varieties, and everybody has their favorite, like you said. It's funny, in our Barrington store, that's a newer location for us, people come in and the candy is a different, it's not in the old-fashioned case. And people don't beeline straight to their favorites, so they'll see things they never saw before because it's not where they expected it to be. But it's with that many variety, you know, you can try a different one every time you visit.
You absolutely can. And there's also great salsas and other things, little appetizer toppers and so forth that you can get there too. There's great toffee. Tell folks though before we go what they need to do to order, because it's getting tight now, and you want to get your orders in as soon as you can.
Yes, yes. So you can visit us online at Andersons, put the S on the end, AndersonsCandyShop.com. You can preview the selection. You can order to have it shipped to your house, shipped to your friends, or you can order for in-store pickup in either of our locations. Or you can visit us in Richmond on Route 12 or in Barrington on Main Street and select your chocolates, take them with you that day, or order them for pickup later on. And the deadline window is fast approaching for getting your orders in. Because we make all of these chocolates by hand, me and 20 of my staff and family members, we literally are making your buttercream, your English toffee, your caramel. We're dipping it and packaging it ourselves. We have to be working a little bit ahead. So help us make exactly what you want by telling us what you would like to pick up later in December. If you show up December 17th and expect to get the full line, you might have to have a flexible heart.
Yeah, I think so.
Chocolate,
yeah, right.
But it just,
right.
You might have to try something new.
Right, right. Awesome.
But also,
yes.
Just want to mention real quick, in Richmond, another great reason to come every weekend from now through Christmas, there will be Santa Claus visiting Richmond and visiting our shop, taking free photos with people, singing songs, and you can check out more information about that on our website as well.
Katie Anderson, Anderson's Candy Shop, thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
Thank you, Dave. You too.
All right. See you, Katie.